Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's evangelists that are heralds and criers of redemption. It's missionaries on the front lines of darkness, holding back the tides of hell.
Now he's confessed to a moral mistake and he's pulling away from the pulpit for a while.
I have sinned against you, my Lord. And I would ask that your precious blood would wash and cleanse every stain until it is in the seas of God's forgetfulness.
Well, hello, leavers and believers. Welcome to this special edition, surprise edition of Leaving Hillsong. It's Thursday morning and we just couldn't make it till Sunday to catch up with you. That was Jimmy Swaggart. If you are a little bit younger than me, you may not remember. He was a hellfire and brimstone preacher for many, many years. And then he had a sex scandal with sex workers. And that was his very dramatic apology. I have a contact who tells me that he was there with his father, who was a preacher at the time, and that was all a complete performance, and they all went to lunch afterwards. But you won't be hearing any of that level of emotion from the Hillsong leaders at this stage. There was also a publication that came out in Norway this week. So I got a text from Grace, and here we are. I want to do a huge shout out to the United States of America, who has taken the lead as our number one listeners for the first time ever. And starting the race is California. And as you know, anything that's Hillsong related has got to be competitive. So I really want to see you guys get those numbers up in every state. California's winning. Then we got Texas, Florida, Washington, North Carolina, Illinois, New York at number 7. Pennsylvania, Colorado, Maryland. Let's see what we can do. So glad you guys are aboard. I'm getting some really beautiful messages, and so I just encourage you to share this with your friends or family or someone that you think it will help, because people just take whatever they take from it. And if you can walk away with one extra piece of information that helps you a little, then my work here is done. I think, like a lot of people out there, you've been following the Hillsong story unfolding over the past couple of weeks, and every now and then you think, oh, I might just take a break and, you know, forget about all that and think about something else. And then something else will turn up in your inbox and you read it and another day begins. So today was pretty much another one of those days. There were two letters that turned up, one that had been printed in a Norwegian newspaper by a former Hillsong pastor, and then a letter from Brian Houston himself. And got a message from Grace that said, time to podcast. So here we are. How are you doing, Grace?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
Yeah, all right. Looks like there's a few more angles to this story that are fresh since last time we spoke, yeah?
Yes, more letters from the heart.
The first one does look a bit more unrehearsed, I guess. I don't know. We'll have a look. So the first one is called Hillsong's Slippery Leadership Ladder, and it's by Mari Idland. Hope we're doing okay with that. And it's fairly long, so we'll, read just sections of it and throw in the facts in between. Is that good with you?
Yes, sounds good. Unhealthy leadership. In Hillsong, we learn the leaders are infallible and should not be touched. Now, someone has to say it as it is. The hierarchy, the favoritism, and the idolizing of Hillsong leaders must come to an end. Last weekend, we could read in Vartland, a Norwegian Christian newspaper, that the national leader of Hillsong Norway was disappointed with the news from Australia about Brian Houston's lack of good character. I would call that response a pure disclaimer. A lot has gone wrong, and there are many who carry the responsibility.
Yeah, so she goes on to say, she's been involved in what is now Hillsong since the beginning of its predecessor, Intro Church, in 2008, was a pastor at two different Hillsong locations. She resigned in 2019, or had to quit, she says, depending on how you look at it. Speaking up about unhealthy leadership has its price in Hillsong. Maybe that's why there are so few who raise their voices when something is not right. She says, I could write about all the good things in the church that I used to be a part of, but now is the time to say something about what has not been right.
Yes. Then there's this header, the leader's lack of self-criticism. Hillsong's press release on Brian Houston last week was clear speech. It reveals that his inappropriate behaviour has been known at the top of the Hillsong hierarchy for at least a decade. It has been more than 3 years since the last warning came about an intoxicated Brian Houston in the wrong hotel room. Why is Hillsong speaking up now? I ask this question. Is it because more and more people are getting to know the stories about what about the Houstons, and therefore openness is happening to save their own skin? When his behaviour has been covered up for so long, what else is lurking behind Hillsong's fresh facade? I hope that Brian Houston would show more signs of taking a self-inventory after New York pastor Carl Lentz was fired for immorality in 2020. I miss now that the leaders, also here in Norway, show that they recognise and understand the connection between Hillsong's way of positioning and cultivating leaders and the same leaders' fall and lack of character.
What does that mean?
I think she's like, they really haven't been able to recognise and understand connection between this is the way they position and cultivate leaders, and then these same leaders fall and their lack of character is also the same. It's the common thread. Carl, now Brian. Brian, Carl, same thing. And then it says, we see it in all contexts and settings. People with a lot of power who draw a lot of attention to themselves lose their way. Power corrupts, and therefore insecure leaders with an insatiable need for affirmation should not so easily gain access to positions in church and congregation, especially when a position of power is reinforced by self-declared installment and spiritual manipulation. There is a reason why the president of the United States sits for a maximum of 8 years. Brian Houston and his wife Bobby have been in power for almost 40 years in the name of God, and everyone around allowed it and made it happen. What does that do to a person? I'm just asking. Very, very interesting point. Very interesting point.
Marie goes on to say that every time they face difficulties in Hillsong Norway, we were told that there are good and healthy processes happening. But what does that mean? I recognise a lack of self-criticism, she says, and acknowledgement of the things that are not healthy. A damaged church does not recover by talking about healthiness. It gets healthy by understanding what has gone wrong, admit, apologize, and change. When we do not consider the flip side of the culture we have created, we preserve and maintain what's unhealthy. There's some new fresh wisdoms there.
Yeah, well, you know, we call it maladaptive and adaptive behaviors, don't we, in the psychology world? We worshipped Brian Houston as a god. That was the next heading. Andreas Hassaloy calls Brian Houston's double life as a human shortcoming. I believe it goes deeper. It's not just about Houston's mistake, but about a pervasive and systematic culture of exaltation. Ooh, they're big words. The church culture we have all been involved in and are responsible for has a backside and a downside that needs to be talked about and cleaned up. The hierarchy, the choosy treatment, and the cultivation of leaders must end. I miss that someone dares to say outright what this is really about, someone who dares to be honest about what has gone wrong. I notice that leaders in Hillsong Norway believe that the situation concerning Brian Houston Australia has little to do with the church here at home, but is that right? We are talking about an environment that has elevated Brian and Bobby Houston almost to the same extent as they have praised God. The higher up the leaders were on the leadership ladder, the more loyalty and honor we should give them. We should read Brian and Bobby's books and listen to their podcast. The culture from Australia was imported to Norway. Ooh, that's interesting.
Interesting. I'll open this.
We studied. This is really interesting because I've heard this in other places around the world too. We studied clothing, style, manners of speaking, where to put the cables on stage, how to jump, how to clap, and where to say yes and preach during the sermon. We copied blindly. I remember how it was when Brian Houston visited Norway, so many people being enslaved to make this Sunday look absolutely perfect. Oh, isn't that the truth everywhere? It didn't matter if reality was different or if volunteers got exhausted, if only Brian would be impressed. I also remember one time when I was in an internal meeting for pastors, the previous national leader of Hillsong Norway quoted a famous verse from the Gospel of John, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me." The lead pastor emphatically reminded us that our shepherd is Brian Houston. He stressed the importance of listening to Hillsong and to Brian, not to the teachings of other church leaders. That is so true. All around me, I heard wow and amen. I quietly walked out shocked and angry. You know what? This wasn't always the case, though. But yes.
I know.
Yes, I know. It started to be about Brian, BCH. It was all about BCH. It really was. It was like, I remember this time at church where it was like we weren't allowed to play Jesus Culture anymore in the band. Or like New Breed and Israel Houghton. We used to play the music all the time in the church. I don't know. I just remember them saying things like, you're not allowed, you know, we're only focusing on Hillsong worship. And then it was like everybody's radar of Christian music at Hillsong completely dropped off. Like, we had no idea what other music was going on there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But I mean, very you can't be drinking Pepsi when you work at Coke.
Well, yeah, exactly. So. I honestly don't think John had Brian Houston in mind when he wrote his 10th chapter. I think he meant Jesus. In Hillsong, however, Brian Houston had been treated like a god in Norway too. Leaders in Hillsong have been protected and treated as infallible. They should not be touched. Brian Houston has been the shepherd. He has been the voice we should listen to and the leader we should follow. So what now? How does Hillsong take responsibility for these missteps and deficiencies that they were wrong?
The former pastor then goes on to say, "Social control is strong," is the heading. "I've received several reprimands from my leaders in Hillsong over the years. For example, when asked a question from a Christian newspaper about who my role model was, I answered a person from a church other than Hillsong. I had to understand that my role models are the pastors of Hillsong Church. Or when I got scolded by another Hillsong pastor for not publishing enough about him on social media."
Oh, wow. Okay. So heard that before.
So that's all contrived then. So all their social media accounts are obviously.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Okay, we opted out family and friends in favour of Hillsong and To Build the Empire. We chased worn-out families with small children home from their cabins early Sunday morning so they could attend the service. It was a matter of course that we on social media always honoured and thanked the Norwegian-Australian pastors because we get to do this. Social control is strong in Hillsong. Whatever a person thinks, does, and says is perceived as uniformed and regulated.
Strong words, big words.
Well, I mean, you wonder if there's a textbook going around, and I guess she's saying there is. In Hillsong, we have been imprinted with how bad we are at leadership in social democratic Norway. It is Hillsong's leadership model that is functional and right. We must blindly trust the leaders above us. There is no room for critical questions, wonder, or doubt. In public, Hillsong expresses themselves in a way that sounds righteous and good. Unfortunately, the distance between words and deeds is large. For instance, in Hillsong, we cheer on the local church, though we laugh at other congregations in the back room. Everyone is welcome in Hillsong, but only those who contribute are important. Thought is free if you see it the way we do. Also, communication is important and leaders listen until they're being challenged. Loving people is talked about a lot, but only until someone leaves the church. And I think that really could confirm a lot of people's experiences out there that it's not them, it's how that system works.
Definitely. Well, saying no has its price. That's the next heading. This pastor goes on to say, I have not wanted to write anything in the media about this, but the previous lead pastors in Norway have blocked me on social media and the current will not talk. That's why I'm saying this now. Hillsong should clean up. Telling about unhealthy leadership has its price in Hillsong, but I'm over it and I'm free. I see it with a different perspective now and I do not look back. I've learned a lot. A lot has been good and I have learned to love and appreciate a lot of people. But all the good that happens must not be used as an excuse not to take responsibility for everything that has gone wrong, terribly wrong. I'm grateful that my faith is preserved. It is not a given. There are many wounded people in the wake of Hillsong, Norway.
And that's so sad. And that's happening in so many communities around the world. Yeah.
That's full on. That's a really well read. I mean, even it's originally in Norwegian, so. Yeah.
And I hope if Marie, if she's listening, if you're listening, that's an incredibly brave letter. We know what the costs are involved there. 100%. And that's just amazing and strong. And yeah, will there be such a huge ripple effect from that? So thank you so much, wherever you are, for doing it. Yeah. I really think the more people that are talking, it's almost like a science, you know, when you watch these shows and, you know, people start, one person comes forward, the next person, and then there's, you know, so many, it's like nothing else works except other people going forward. And I don't think it's going to stop, yeah?
Yeah, totally. And then what time of the day did we get this new letter?
3 o'clock this afternoon.
In
3 o'clock Australian time, right when mum's picking up their kids from school and won't
Sydney
be able to
time.
Fully absorb that. The letter from Brian Houston himself that had gone to, I don't know, who had he sent it to?
I think to all of us, all of Hillsong. It was from Brian at hillsong.com, actually.
And the subject title of the email was A Message from My Heart. Dear Church. Grace, please.
Let me start with the words I want and need most to say. I am so deeply sorry. To those impacted directly by my actions, I'm sorry for the pain I have caused you.
Excuse me, what are his actions?
Who's impacted directly by my actions? Are we talking about the victims?
No, what are the actions? What?
Yeah, because we haven't even established the actions.
What, like was he late for dinner? What?
Mixed up the door number?
trip over. To my wonderful, forgiving and gracious family, who I love more than anything, I hate hurting you. Bobby, in my eyes, you are the most Christ-like, beautiful, loyal and faithful person alive today.
That's a someone big should word. Tell
the Dalai Lama.
Is it
crushing me? It crushes me to see your heartbreaking as we navigate this season, letting go of so much that is precious to you.
Wait a second. Don't they talk to each other?
No. Yeah. So she didn't know until now.
It's a letter across the ocean.
Nearly 8 billion people on Earth. She's the most Christ-like person alive. Okay. Now, come on.
Bobby.
It's like those people that post on Facebook to like, you know, hey, Nana, I know you're in heaven now, but, well, then
it
she's
also
not
is like, was it a letter to the church and not to Bobby? I just feel like we're just intruding here on a private conversation.
Yeah. Sorry, did you guys want us to leave, give you some time? Yeah. Sorry, I just think what's also interesting is, you know, he's setting up what a family should be, wonderful, forgiving and gracious. And, you know, church and family are so interchangeable that these are an expectation now. So I love my family and it pains me deeply to see you navigating these waters. What is this, navigate waters and seasons?
I don't know.
What's
going on? It's really poetic still. We're going with the poems. And, I mean, there is a lot of bodies of water between Sydney and wherever he is in America right now. But funny enough, Bobby's stuck in Sydney. So, yeah, anyway, maybe the letter was appropriate. And, of course, to every single wonderful person who has called Hillsong Church, I'm wonderful. Wow. Okay. I have let you down so badly and sorry will never be enough to express my sorrow.
What do you do?
Well, sorry will never be enough to express my sorrow. I mean, like, what?
For what, though? I don't know what's going on.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And he forgot his key and he didn't know what room he was in.
Didn't say. Doesn't say.
And said, I wish I could kiss and cuddle you. Anyway.
Hmm.
As hollow as it may sound. Hollow as it may sound. You mean read? But anyway, hollow. I believe I am the person and pastor you believe me to be. Okay, what the hell is that? I still believe. Support. I still want to be the person. I mean, come on. That just speaks sociopath right there. Grandiose. I mean, come on. I still believe.
So imperfect and flawed, but genuinely passionate about God, people, calling and life. What, like? I am determined that my mistakes will not define me. And I've got a bit of bad news there that you don't get to choose.
Yeah, 100%. You 100%, don't you? No. I feel like that he's trying to convince himself that it isn't the end or that he can get back up to where he was. That's how it feels. Like imperfect and flawed, but I'm still genuinely passionate. I feel like he's been. It's like we fired him, and now he's begging to get his job back, kind of thing. That's how it feels.
Okay. Well, he's kind of like, oh yeah, kind of like I'm not that bad, and you know.
Yeah, I believe I'm the person you believe me to be. I mean, what? Well, we believed a lie, mate, because the truth came out. Like,
isn't that what this letter's about? Is that you're not the person
exactly
you thought or you said? Or see, look, this is not the way I imagined it to end. I believe the future is still bright for Hillsong Church as you remain knit to Jesus, his Holy Spirit, his word. Better days are coming as you continue to lean in to his kingdom on the earth. I want to know if they keep saying lean in because of Sheryl Sandberg and Facebook and the deal they've got with them.
What about knit to Jesus? What the hell does that mean? I believe the future is still bright. You mean for your, you know, kingdom on earth?
Empire.
Your own kingdom on earth. Think about that. That's some really powerful word.
Whoever lent into God's kingdom, what does that mean? Is it a sowing circle?
Yeah, well, like, Hillsong is his kingdom on earth. That's what it says. And, of course, first and foremost, to my Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. I mean, what? This is a letter to Bobby. It's a letter to his kingdom on earth, and it's now the letter to Jesus Christ.
This is very swaggered of him. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I am so grateful for your amazing grace and forgiveness. Have we? I don't know.
Did he email Jesus?
That's what I'm saying. Did he just email Jesus? Did Jesus just get a DM? I'm so grateful for your amazing grace and forgiveness. Thank you that when we, quote, confess our...
just thinking of Brian late at night sliding into God's DMs.
Okay. Thank you that when we, quote, confess our sins, you are faithful just to forgive them, unquote, 1 John 1:9. He's now turned this into a gospel message, his last words.
This is coercion. This is this spiritual coercion that they do where people who look to him as a leader read this stuff. He's a leader. He's from God. And look, he's quoting the Bible. I better listen to what he's saying. And
he's saying a prayer out loud to the rest of the church about him, his own need for forgiveness and grace. And thank you, Father, that, quote, your mercy triumphs over judgment, quote, James 2, verse 13.
Does it?
I don't know about that one.
That's very convenient, that verse, because
I really want to know what Hillsong are thinking about this. But anyway, over many years of constant pressure, opposition, challenges and attacks.
That's it.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Accompanied by my personal turmoil over my father's evil.
What did he do?
Evil? Okay. Many people have asked, quote, how do you continue to get up to cope and keep going? ? And now we know the answer. Why is he going into third person here? He goes my and then he goes we. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
person writing right, man. Like one person, first person, third person. Make a decision.
Collusion. See, look, again, collusion. We. Now, suddenly, I'm part of this and I'm agreeing with this.
And now we know the answer. What do you mean? Answer to how he coped with all the bad things that ever happened to his life because of his father's evil? Yeah, we know the answer, apparently. I haven't coped very well at all. Oh, wow. But you still preached and teached and you still reprimanded everyone else out there in the world and wanted to sell a book and, you know, again, everything's continued as is. Anyway, getting back into it, I openly admit that alcohol has been no friend. I mean, this cracked me up. And I am determined to relegate it to my past. Alcohol has been no friend. Sorry. That's just comical.
That's not enough. And look, you know.
Is he quoting Bob Marley here or what? Seriously.
Is that where it's from?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out now.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, we would wish everybody that, you know, the greatest of health and well-being with a substance use disorder, but in a position of power like that, this is not what transparency looks like.
He's totally going to regret saying all of this. He really will. This is just ridiculous. Okay, alcohol is no friend. I mean, these quotes are just, you know, you can't come up with them yourself.
Well, reality used to be a friend of mine.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Please be assured, everybody, I accept full responsibility for my actions and have no one to blame but myself for the position I find myself in. That's not, no.
He wakes up one day and find himself in, Wonderland.
I teach this apology language all the time to parents and their kids, and it's, You say sorry that I made you feel a certain way and for the actions that I have, like that have caused those feelings. And then you change. You accept that feeling. You accept that you have done the wrong thing and that you've made them feel this way. And then that's it. The full stop there. You know, like you don't just go in there for the, you know, blame myself for the position I find myself in. I mean, what do you mean? I mean, he did say that he, you know, takes responsibility. What, it wasn't for his actions. I mean, the thing is, all he said is he's drunk a bit and lost himself in a hotel.
He never, where did he say that?
No, well,
Phil Dooley said it.
Sorry, he's never said he was on, yeah, you're right.
Nothing.
He's never said he was on pills and rah, rah, rah.
This is all secondhand kind of information, and it's deliberate. Like this, like it may be some time before we see light at the end of this tunnel, but I know God has not finished with us yet. sounds like a threat. And what now, you may ask? We are living day by day right now. Maybe the bank accounts have been frozen or something. Huh?
Crisis right now.
Bobby and I are unified, even though we're in separate countries, during the greatest crisis in our marriage or something. Okay, Bobby and I are unified and we are believing together that this year will be a year of respite and restoration to our souls. If they say restoration one more time.
To our soul. What needs restoring our soul? Really? Does it need restoring? Or is it our drinking habits and our mental health and our personality issues?
Empathy, accountability, taking responsibility. And that's so interesting because that's a really big part of when they do programs with domestic violence perpetrators is sometimes the whole course is called taking responsibility.
Yeah, it is. You're right. As I continue to prepare to fight for my innocence in the legal proceedings ahead of me. Interesting.
That could just be done so differently. You know what I mean?
That just felt like a complete distraction tool. I'm going to distract you now and remind you of the proceedings that are ahead.
Very dramatic as well. You know.
Yep. Very. I still have a sense of bright hope for the future, and I know God is not finished with me yet. We have no intention of retiring. Okay, you're 67, but whatever. As Bobby would say, the final chapters of our lives are not yet written.
Look.
He really fully intends on living till he's 100, doesn't he?
If you've read one of her books, I wouldn't want to kind of talk. I mean, the chapter structure in themselves is, you know, I wouldn't take that as a metaphor. We are grateful. Also to the many around the world who have reached out to us, extending kindness and grace in this season.
Okay. And just to remind you guys, we've got a crew behind us who still love us and adore us.
Yeah.
We all need to survive out there. The big bad world.
They're not grateful for the, you know, incredible opportunities they've had. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
They're really kind. Thank you.
Thank you for the immense honour of pastoring Hillsong Church these past 39 years. What a journey. What wonderful memories and joy. What powerful testimonies and stories of Christ's transformation and grace. Transformation of Brian for 39 years. I'm not sure about that, but... But isn't it a fine wine, Tanya? Like, aren't you meant to, like, get better with God? Aren't you meant to get more holy?
Isn't it like the head of Weight Watchers being, like, severely overweight and going...
Yeah, 100%.
Weight Watchers is really great. But
yeah, exactly. And look at what it's been like being part of Weight Watchers for 39 years. What powerful testimonies and stories of Christ's transformation and grace. I still believe... The best is yet to come. And our prayer for your health.
Hey?
Honestly, that make he's going to copyright that, I bet you. And our prayer for your health, well-being, and God's perfect will in your life continues. Well, it's not so perfect, the will that God had for your life, mate.
Why does will have a capital W? Why does he make words holy that aren't holy?
Is he talking about Will Smith here or?
Whoops. Very much we are.
Much love,
much
Brian
love.
Easy. Yep.
He's been so emotional lately and all these emotions. It's interesting that they've come out now. Because from what I'm hearing, the more senior people in Hillsong, as well as the average person, is pretty unimpressed by this offering because that's not an apology. What are you hearing? What are you hearing?
Lip service again. Using words strung together to make himself feel better and hoping that there's light shone on areas, but they aren't. It's like throwing a spotlight on the good and then, oh, I've got a dim little light on the things that are bad that have gone wrong without really labeling any of which that has actually been wrong.
Feels. I don't know any more at the end of that than I did at the beginning.
100%.
About... you know, what's gone on. So another interesting point is that it's come from a Hillsong.com address and yet he's resigned. And
has he even written it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
has they ever written any? Have any of them ever written anything?
Someone joked about it and said, like, much love, Brian's PR team, and then crosses it out and then writes Brian Houston. Look, I don't know. Does he really write it? He's got to have had people who've been writing for him for years. But, yeah, it is just does it speak to his mental health, his coping? I don't know. That's a big question too.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody doesn't have empathy and really report after report says that this is not his strong point, they're not going to produce sensitive emotions that are appropriate.
Yeah,
you know, out of nowhere.
It's almost like autism. Like, you know, they learn socially the social cue, and they'll give a response that they think is good enough back to that person. Does that make sense? It's that
playing
the part. Yep. Yeah, it's playing the part in the moment of what they think is the right thing to do because they ultimately don't feel, or they can't imagine themselves feeling what others would feel in that.
Yeah.
Moment. Yeah, I mean, this is reminding me of Laura's post as well, actually, the way she wrote about things and how she felt, and there was no real kind of acknowledgement of how people would have felt.
Yeah.
Very similar kind of behaviour going on there.
It doesn't really detail the understanding of what the congregation that he calls family might be going through right now.
Mm.
And, it really reminds me when I was... when I was 18, I had this boyfriend that played football, American football, and there were cheerleaders. And he had this really horrible coach, like thought he was really cool and like treated everybody badly and treated the cheerleaders badly. But every now and then he'd treat one specially. Mm. And they were all so excited and grateful for those morsels, you know, that they were incredibly loyal and devoted to him, hoping for another one. And it just strikes me as one of those.
That's such cold leader behavior, though. People who are that obsessed with following will just completely rewrite the whole story about their leader because they can't imagine anything other than what they've said in their mind about that person.
From their own letters, we've read that they don't go public until their hand is forced, and he doesn't apologize until somebody comes to him and say, "Listen, there's trouble."
That's we saw what that
has come out in the last couple of weeks.
We saw that with the Crenshaw girl, who's went to Twitter. Dad went to Twitter, you know, and then you know Brian replies back and mentions something about you know how sad about the abuse happening at any church, and then said, "Mind you, she experienced it." At another church before here, and it was like, wait a second, where's the apology, mate? What are you trying to say? It's deflection.
Oh, nasty.
This letter, he only really mentions alcohol. I mean, like, Where's inappropriate behavior, cheating on Bobby, taking medication for mental health, taking, you know, to overdosing on it as well? I mean, like, he's not offering the real truth there, like the whole truth. And look, damage control or downplay, whatever you want to call it, it's probably a bit of both. Sounds like he'll, you know, George or somebody on the board wants him back.
It doesn't look like he's going too far. And you're completely correct because, like I'm saying to you, you know, the average busy person who's got work and home and kids and responsibilities, and they get a letter and they go, bang, the okay, yep, alcohol, yeah, well, you know, I've got a cousin like that, the poor guy, yeah, it's rough, he had a hard time, yeah. So it's not telling the whole story at all. Anyone can relate to an alcohol problem or hate it, but, you know, it's the common man thing.
Yeah, so. Well, what are we going to see next, I wonder? Thinking, what now? I mean, you know, does Phil come up with a response, you know, back? Does he do the same thing as he did the other Sunday? Or is, I'm not going to read that letter out. You can read it for yourself. And then,
and why is it, what, a week later? Aren't you, yeah.
How many days after he resigned? I mean, I think they should have come together, shouldn't they?
Well, that would be a natural flow of events. I don't think there's anything that's natural about this. It all seems knee-jerk and reactionary and frightened. They all seem really worried and reacting really quickly and impulsively. What do you
say? Yeah, and it sounds like we've forced, or somebody's forced his hand to write that too.
Yeah.
Or else I reckon he would have just gone quiet forever.
Well, thank Bobby that we had the opportunity. I mean, isn't she the... But is she the new Mother Mary or something? Mother Bobby, is that? Because she's the most Christ-like person alive today. Keep that in mind. Closing words?
Well, we will have to wait for the next letter from the heart, I guess.
You know it's not going to be the last one.
Yep, that's for sure.
So I guess we'll talk then.
Yeah, let's reconvene.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk soon. Bye.
Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much for joining us in this conversation that's just getting bigger and bigger, and there's just so much left to talk about. We will be back on Sunday. The Source is with us again to go over some very interesting church issues that often are missed by the naked eye. Please look after each other. There are people I'm talking to that have been out for 30 years and they're still going through some really full-on stuff as this is all happening, because I guess it's happened, you know, without people being prepared or knowing, not having as much choice. Updates are generally on Instagram and Facebook, and just get in touch if you need anything or you want to say hi or you want to jump on and share your story. It's really important that we get through these unexpected events with minimal damage to our personal relationships and communities. So let's just keep trying to be kind where we can. Have a great couple of days and we'll talk on Sunday. Bye.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.